everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. I'm your host, Emmett, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Evan, the dad. Well, we wanted to switch things up a little bit today, folks. Welcome to another episode. This week, we're going to be doing something a little fun. We're going to be doing folk tales and folklore trivia. This is one of the lads.
Fairy tales and folklore?
Yeah, kind of the same thing. Yep. I did say it. I think the title of the episode is Fairy Tales and Folklore. Yes. So there you go. Lad, predict your score on this one. How are you going to do on this one?
13 for 15.
13 for 15. I don't know. I think this one's going to be pretty fun. Well, if you're just joining us for the first time, or if you're coming back again, welcome back. We just want to explain how this is going to work. We've got three rounds of trivia coming at you in five questions each per round. And each round that goes by, the questions are going to get harder. So here we go with question one of the easiest questions. This round we call...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots.
So also, need our update.
Oh, yeah. What episode are we on?
93.
Episode 93.
That means 7 more episodes until episode 100. Thank you all for listening, as long as you have been.
Yeah, we're super excited. 100 episodes. It's a big milestone. All right, let's dig into the trivia. Trivia Tots, question one, fairy tales and folklore trivia. What animal blows down the pigs' houses?
The big bad wolf.
The big bad wolf is correct. Yeah, it's very common to see wolves in folklore. They're used in folklore worldwide as symbols of danger or chaos. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and all those pigs are, they're just trying to live their lives, you know, building houses out of various building materials.
Yeah.
Some more structurally sound than others.
Yes. I mean, like... a better way to say that you want to blow someone's house down, a better way to trick someone into it is not saying, come out, I'm going to blow your house down. Or say, here, I'd like to talk to you about your electrical provider. I got that quote from Bluey, from a Bluey episode.
I wonder if one of those pigs would be interested in a reverse mortgage. I don't know. The adults probably laughed at that one. I don't know.
And then the pig in the straw house. Wait, sure, I can come in. Come on, it. Wait a minute. Got Sola, as in Bandit's voice.
Nice. All right, moving on. Question two: which fairy tale character loses a glass slipper during the story?
Cinderella.
Cinderella is correct. The glass slipper first appeared in the French version of Cinderella. And in earlier versions, they actually used like leather or fur, believe it or not. The slipper wasn't always made of glass.
Oh.
I don't know. And I don't know how, I mean, if you're going to take it literally, glass shoes would be a bad choice. Don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, I think
they would break instant if someone steps on your foot while doing a waltz.
Yeah, glass would be, I mean, I think it would just be uncomfortable in general.
Yeah.
There's no give to glass.
Also, when the prince goes door to door to find out who the person who was wearing the shoe was, the first one that fit the shoe was Cinderella. What if someone else has their shoe size?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Does that mean...
she's just like, what, like an 8.5?
Yeah.
Like,
make maybe room the neighbor for other people.
Yeah, maybe the neighbor's got one too. Hey, I'm Cinderella too. Question three. Who lives in a lamp and grants wishes to Aladdin?
His name is Will Smith. I'm so sorry. It is Genie.
The Genie is correct. So yet the Disney's genie, the original genie, when they made the movie Aladdin, was
Robin Williams.
And they made the whole character based off of the like Robin Williams personality. And then Will Smith kind of did him later that wasn't as crazy.
He was song was A Friend Like Me was much better with him, though, in my opinion.
And I'm going to disagree. But that's okay. We can have differing opinions. And
I don't
and
really right. see. I don't really see Robin Williams as a singer.
No, and he never really was. But it's still. I felt like they both stayed true to their character in the way they sang their songs. I mean,
there's also Robin Williams didn't really sing it. It was like Tom Hanks in Hot Chocolate. He's just yelling the entire time.
Yes, like speaking things. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Question 4. Which fairy tale girl has very long hair and lives in a tower?
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel is correct. Yes, this folktale was originally a German folktale. And the Brothers Grimm kind of collected folk tales and fairy tales from like all over the world and kind of made them famous. And so, this one was a German folk tale. Pretty neat.
Hmm.
Can you imagine? It's kind of, I always think of like, well, because I think the princess in Shrek was modeled after Rapunzel, right?
Yeah.
She just didn't have the super long hair, but she lived in a tower and that kind
not
of thing.
Not guarded by a dragon though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you imagine living in a tower and not being able to see anyone like 23
years.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah. 20 years.
Yeah.
Not 23 years.
Yeah, that'd be tough. Question 5. Which magical creature traditionally guards treasure, flies, and breathes fire?
Dragon.
A dragon.
I've done it again, folks.
Is correct. It's been a while since you've called your shot before the question happens. Yeah. But yes, he did just mention a dragon, and the dragon is the answer for the next question. So yes, question 5, dragon is correct. Dragons tend to symbolize wisdom in many different cultures, and they're actually not even evil, like especially when you look at like Asian cultures.
Yeah.
A lot of them look at the dragon.
They're celebrated.
Yeah, as a wise creature and not evil as they're portrayed in movies and stuff.
Yeah, and like European stories and culture like that. Stuff.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett is 5 for 5 and doing great.
Thank you.
To let you in on an inside joke, apparently the dad says the word fantastic too much.
Way too much.
And I've been getting ridiculed at home lately for it, so I'm going to try to not say the word fantastic.
You just said.
Well, I had to say it to talk about the word we're not going to say anymore.
You could have spelled it out.
It's a long word. All right, folks. Well, the questions are about to get more difficult with this next set of 5 questions. We call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question 6. What folklore hero stole from the rich to give to the poor?
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood is correct. Yes, stories of Robin Hood date back all the way to like the 1300s. Like that's how long ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Really, really long time ago.
I'm jumping. My mind is jumping straight to Megabonk. So
Megabonk, for those of you that don't know, is a video game.
Yes. So they have a bunch of funny descriptions of characters and weapons in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this character named Robinette, it's a lady version of Robin Hood, but her description is steal from the poor, give to the rich.
Yeah. But Megabonk is a very tongue-in-cheek, very very comedic game, and that was done on purpose. Question number 7. The troll in Scandinavian folklore lives under what kind of structure?
Scandinavian.
So the troll, right?
A bridge.
Yes, yes. Trolls live under bridges. That is correct. Now, in many stories, most of the time, we see trolls as being bad, right?
Yeah.
Like they're mean and they don't, you know, whatever. But in a lot of actual folklore from the past, and especially when you go into like this, like I said, Scandinavian culture, trolls can be playful sometimes and not just scary. So they have a wide variety of different things. I think we many times Disney or like the movie world will portray some kind of character as one way. And really, it's not always that case. So trolls, not always bad.
Yeah.
Question 8. Which mythical sea creature lures sailors with songs?
The sirens.
If the sirens were in The Simpsons, yes. That is correct. Yes, sirens are correct. And this actually kind of draws back to something we've been doing together. What have we been doing together?
Watching Percy Jackson and yes. The Olympians.
Yes, that's been coming out at the time of this recording. It's been coming out on Disney Plus.
We're going to watch it tonight.
If you have not been watching it, it is a spectacular, I was going to say fantastic, spectacular TV show. A lot of fun to watch, especially if you've read the books. The books kind of come to life.
And if you enjoy Greek mythology.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, judging from my perspective, it is the best mythology out of all of it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Not a sponsor, by the way. Not a sponsor.
No, not a sponsor. Tagging it. We're just tagging it.
Yet. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor yet. That would be a big sponsor, though. Huge.
Question 9. What was the name of Paul Bunyan's pet ox?
Babe the Blue Ox.
Babe is correct. Yes, and you kind of gave me some extra info. Babe was a blue ox. Now, folklore talks about how Paul Bunyan and Babe like created the Great Lakes yes. up in the Midwest.
And the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
Well, because the Grand Canyon was created because Paul like dragged his sword, his axe yep. through the ground.
Yeah. Can you imagine Paul Bunyan in real life?
Oh my gosh.
How large do you think that man would be? If he can create the Grand Canyon with an axe, how big is that axe? That's frightening. And then a bull. I mean, a bull is larger than a human. And so that's frightening to think about how large they are. Pretty wild stuff.
Like the bull would be the size of a great pyramid.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be huge. I mean, we're talking like Transformers size.
Yeah. But even bigger, though.
Yeah, even bigger. Question 10. What did Jack trade for the beans that grew the magical beanstalk?
The family cow.
The family cow is correct. So, do you see Jack as being genius for trading the cow for the magical beans, or do you see him as kind of being foolish?
He's very gullible.
He's gullible. But didn't it work?
He almost...
I mean, he brought him some danger.
Yes.
But the beans were right, right? But they were real. It wasn't a sham or anything. It was a real set of beans.
I mean, but still, a cow in that time is very worthful.
Very valuable. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's true. During the time period, the cow would be very valuable. But I don't know. I kind of like the gamble on the beans.
Yeah, no.
A little foolish. And that's going to do it For the mind move around, Emmett is 10 for 10.
Doing really good.
He's doing absolutely
doing
stupendous. Stupendous.
It's a good word.
But folks, I must warn you, we're about to go where no one has gone before in difficulty in fairy tales and folklore trivia.
We're going to 5 today.
5. Oh boy. All right. I would like you to put on your hip waders, double knot your shoes. I want you to put on a scarf, but an infinity scarf. So I want you to put it so it's like an infinity and there's no end to it. And I want you to put on big wool socks, like really, really tall wool socks, like the scratchy kinds, but they're really warm. And I want you to put on, we'll throw out a shout out to Grandma and Grandpa for our Irish sweaters. Our really nice warm Irish sweaters that we got for Christmas. And
that's it.
No, that's only 4.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe. I'm throwing it out there. Really cool sunglasses to protect your eyes. All right. All right. That's it. That's 5. Protect yourself. I was going to say prepare and protect, which is protained.
I don't know. Slow down your words.
Prepare yourself for
the brain busters.
The brain busters. Here we go. Question number 11. Finally. What mythical sword did King Arthur pull from the stone?
Wait, it has a name?
It does have a name. The sword has a name.
Dave. No, Stephen.
Stephen.
With a PH. Yeah.
The magical blade, Stephen, is about as far from correct as you can get. The answer is Excalibur. No, or Steve. That's
or it's Phil.
It's like his cousin.
Or Tyrone.
So some legends say that Excalibur and the sword in the stone were different swords, but I don't know about that. I think that Excalibur is the same. I like thinking of Excalibur as the Excalibur. Sword in the stone. So yeah. Or Steve. You know, either one.
Steven is probably better though.
Question 12. What creature in folklore turns people to stone with its gaze?
Are we talking the specific monster or the type of monster?
Give me both.
Medusa, and she is a gorgon.
Medusa. We'll take Medusa as the as the answer. That is the one we were actually looking for. So the specific one. So that's good. Correct.
She's a gorgon though.
A gorgon, and that's the funny part. I didn't know that part. I'm glad you knew that. That's good.
Greeking out. The best podcast in the world that is not a trivia podcast.
We promote them a lot.
Yes.
On our show. So that's, yeah. Question 13. What mythical creature in Greek folklore has the body of a lion and the head of an eagle?
The griffin.
The griffin is correct. Yes, the griffin is believed to guard treasure and sacred objects. That's usually its role in mythology.
So I used to listen to this podcast called Little Stories Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Another good one.
Yes, but they stopped.
Yeah.
Sadly. But their first episodes were this book called Game of Griffins. It was a 4-part story.
Mm-hmm.
And the last part is where the main character like sings a song to save the griffins from the evil,
mm-hmm.
like royal family. And it's like, with the body of a lion and the wings of an eagle, the griffins will rise from their lair. You will listen to me and do what I mean. Find me no matter where.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was what the girl with the really high-pitched voice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that one.
And then the king sings it, and his voice is so out of pitch.
Nice. Question 14. What winter folklore figure punishes naughty children in parts of Europe? Hint, this comes around Christmas time.
Simply having wonderful Christmas time at Krampus's house.
Krampus is correct. Yeah, so they're it's like the anti-Santa.
Yes, he will take naughty children down to the underworld.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Yes.
Krampus and is always this, like, listening, I guess.
Like, big bundle of sticks. <That's>, he just carries around.
Not presents. Sticks. Interesting. And the last question. Question 15. What was the real name of Johnny Appleseed?
Stevie Wonder. I don't know.
Stevie Wonder is incorrect. His first name is John, and his last name is Chapman. Chapman. John Chapman.
Chap.
Yes, he earned his nickname by planting. He was actually a real dude.
Yeah.
And he earned his nickname by planting apple trees, and he started orchards by walking across over 100,000 square miles of wilderness and grassland in the eastern United States.
The only reason I know him is because he wore pots and pans as a hat.
Is that true, do you think?
Yes.
Do you think he actually wore a pan as a hat?
Probably.
I don't know. We'll have to Google it or something, but... All right. Did you get 13 out of 15?
Yes.
I think you did. Wow. The lad called his shot. He got 13 out of 15 correct on that one. He did great. Hopefully you at home or in the car did just as well.
Okay. We need to settle something. For the last 7 episodes, including this one, you are going to say what was the best question that I answered. Like, what was my best answer?
Oh, your best answer.
So, this episode, what was it?
I don't know. I think I like Steven. Yeah.
Instead of Steven
the sword. Yeah. That was a good one.
I think my favorite was simply having wonderful Christmas time at Krampus's house.
Been watching too much Simpsons. What? That just sounds like something that would happen on The Simpsons.
Paul McCartney. Dad.
But at Krampus's house, they don't say at Krampus's house.
I know. I was just, that was making,
that's what I'm saying. It sounds like if Paul McCartney were on The Simpsons, that's how it would be sung.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you can give us a quick review on whatever app you're listening on, we'd really appreciate it, especially if you enjoyed this episode or any of the episodes you've been listening to. 5-star reviews and comments help us to find other family trivia listeners just like yourselves. Also, you can send us a DM over on Instagram or on Facebook at DadLadTrivia. If you'd like to send us a message, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know. And then finally, the last thing, you have any final thoughts on fairy tales and folklore trivia?
No, not really.
Short and sweet. Yeah. The lad did a great job. Hopefully you enjoyed this one, maybe picked up a thing or two. And until the next episode, we will see you next time. See you later.
Alligators. Bye, Steven.